USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against four swing states in the 2020 election, saying the state's flawed election counting has led to disenfranchising Texas's electorals. President Trump weighs in Tuesday.
And hopefully the next administration will be the Trump administration, because you can't steal hundreds of thousands of votes. You can't have fraud and deception and then slightly win a swing state. Let's see if they have the courage, whether it's a justice of the Supreme Court or a number of justices of the Supreme Court.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin are listed as defendants because the Electorals Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection. The states have until Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, to respond to the United States Supreme Court. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-17 on Tuesday Night Football. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
If Joe Biden becomes president, one of his picks in his cabinet is getting flack from critics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads, as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A rare NFL game on Tuesday night saw the Baltimore Ravens hand the Dallas Cowboys their ninth loss of the season, 34-17. Just before the game, former Dallas wide receiver, now with Baltimore, Dez Bryant, tested positive for the China virus. Head coach John Harbaugh says the positive test left the team a man short.
It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, the timing of this thing is just a crazy kind of a deal, but we'd already turned in our inactives, and then we were informed. Bear came down and told me that Dez had an inconclusive test, and they were retesting one of the quick tests they have, the Mesa test, and we had to wait on that. And in the meantime, the league told us we would not be allowed to bring a different player up if he tested positive, but if he tested positive, that he wasn't going to be allowed to play. My understanding that they did all the contact tracing, all the procedures were followed as far as any other player is concerned, but then they came back out while we were on the field in pregame warmups and said that he had tested positive, and so he would not be allowed to play. And that's where we were at. So we played with a man short on that one.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. If you're looking for that new video card to step up your computer gaming experience, let's hope AMD's Radeon RX 6900 XT graphics card wasn't on your short list. It sold out within minutes of going online at 6 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. The $999 graphics card was tough to purchase during Tuesday's day one sales. Fans of AMD complained there were not enough of the cards built to meet the demands. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.